Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your good intention that you made everything and you made everything for yourself. But you are Lord, we're just sorry that we, many of us, we came from you, but we didn't realize it or weren't aware of the wonderful gospel of who you are and what you have done for us and what you want to do for us in Jesus. And so we were given over to disobedience and becoming rebels, and then we made room for sin, spirit at work in sons of disobedience that took hold of us. And Lord, we just realized that we were just going deeper and deeper into wrong things. When we realized we wanted to change, we found we couldn't change. But thank you, Lord, for the voice of our spirit, our conscience, and the gospel being shared by people around us got us to look to you again. And so call on you, and thank you, Lord, you came and you delivered us out of that deception, from that hold of the evil one, the spirit at work in disobedience, and you gave us a new birth, a new spirit, and you pour your love into our hearts on a daily basis. So thank you for your newness of life that has come in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
We are reading Romans 7 from verse 14 to 20. For we know that the law is divinely inspired and comes from the spiritual realm, but I am a human being made of flesh and trafficked as a slave under sin's authority. I'm a mystery to myself, for I want to do what is right, but end up doing what my moral instincts condemn. And if my behavior is not in line with my desire, my conscience still confirms the excellence of the law. And now I realize that it is no longer my true self doing it, but the unwelcome intruder of sin in my humanity. For I know that nothing good lives within the flesh of my fallen humanity. The longings to do what is right are within me, but willpower is not enough to accomplish it. My lofty desires to do what is good are dashed when I do the things I want to avoid. So if my behavior contradicts my desires to do good, I must conclude that it's not my true identity doing it, but the unwelcome intruder of sin hindering me from being who I really am.
Hallelujah. So there we can just see, you know, that is not, Jesus says to the believers, he said, you want to be my true disciples. He says, you abide in my word. You know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now here you can see this is not freedom. This is bondage. The law is just there to get you to realize you need freedom. You need a savior, a wonderful counselor, almighty God, a prince of peace, an everlasting father. And so that is its purpose. So we can see this is not the gospel here. This portrays, as I just shared in my prayer, you know, this whole understanding is very clear to me, because I know, okay, when I came into the world, I didn't know the gospel. I didn't know much about Christianity, the beauty of being a new creation or married to the Lord or in tune with the Lord. I didn't know all these wonderful truths that I now know. But so I was still a goody-goody from birth right up to about Sabi. What's that, grade two? So you're grade two. But then I remember specifically, you know, we all want attention. We want to be unique. And I started taking the role of the naughty boy, the disobedient. You tell me this is how you need to do it. I'll say, no, I'll do it another way. Always wanting to be different. And it gives you a hand clapped and recognition. So that's what you long for. But then you're falling, you're making room for the devil, you're opening the doors more and more for that spirit at work in sons of disobedience, Ephesians 2, verse 2. I speak a lot about that because we need to know sin is not just the wrong attitudes. Sin is coming from a power that you are opening yourself up to, which is just wanting to take you deeper into the darkness, because you are in the kingdom of darkness. But praise God, we know that what God has done for us in Christ Jesus is to take us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son and His love. Yeah, so I had that part of my journey, and then in a motor car accident where people were killed is when I started realizing I need a change. I just knew I need to change. But I didn't want to do it the Christian way. I wanted to sort myself out. But what I realized is very much here, this everything we just read here now. You found the good you want to do, you can't do, and that which you don't want to do, you're doing. Even though you don't want to do that, I don't want to drink. I don't want to fight. I don't want to be the rebel any longer. But that's become a part of me. That sin has taken hold of me. And then it got me to a point where I realized I need a savior. And then I called on the Lord, and the Lord came in, and I just felt that evil spirit leave. And then the Lord started speaking to me in a small, still voice, not so small sometimes, it was loud, and led me then into this wonderful understanding of a new covenant where the boundary lines have now fallen for me in pleasant places. So that's the picture of someone that is wanting to change. This is what you're seeing here. But initially, before you want to change, sin gives pleasure for a season. There's a scripture in Hebrew that says that. But the goodness, what we got to know, guys, is there's a greater freedom. We're going to be speaking about it more tomorrow. And then Flo is also going to be ending of the week with a wonderful understanding. To be born again is one of the wonderful pictures of coming out of darkness into the family of God and into fellowship and into the purposes God has got for us. And another one that points the same picture is being married to another, married to Jesus. It's the same picture. You're leaving the old. You're moving out of the realm of the flesh. You're moving into the realm of the spirit, and that you now have got to look to your Lord, listen to your Lord, walk with your Lord. So be blessed to know if you're in darkness, like this hacker that hacked Anita, you're going to get hidings. You're on a bad path. I remember at times when I was caught up in the before Christ days, so you would lie many times and you would think, when am I going to get locked up? When am I going to kill someone? You know? You went through some horrible times and you were alone. And when you away from the friends and you, and now I know it was the Spirit. Spirit will convict the world of sin, judgment, and righteousness. Sin because you don't believe in Jesus. Judgment because there actually is a way out through Jesus, because he has become our righteousness. So be blessed. Keep your focus on the Lord. Stay with the Lord. And run the race that he set out there for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.